All right, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to Business Theory. I'm Andrew Flowers, and today I'm here with my good friend and business partner, Connor Keane.
Hey, hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much for being on here.
Good, yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Connor, like I said, is my business partner, a really good friend of mine. He's a self-made entrepreneur, and through his story of trials and tribulations, he's really driven himself to be successful through, you know, a long list of adversities and challenges that he's faced through his life. So just to start it off, Connor, just go ahead and you know, what is it that you do? And just to fill my audience in on exactly, you know, what it is that you're doing right now and what makes you an entrepreneur.
Yeah, man. So so today, really, the biggest things that I'm focusing on, obviously, you said we are business partners. So we run a digital marketing agency, for those of you who do not know. So that's a big big focus for me, digital marketing and sales strategy as well. Along with that, I am writing a book, like you, I think you mentioned it just a minute ago, Trials and Tribulations. So I'm in the process of writing a book, just kind of about my life so far and where it's taken me. I'm also starting a podcast here soon, a couple other things. I know I have my hand in a couple other business ventures that I won't mention, but yeah, man, just kind of all about self-made, all about doing it by myself and getting a group of people together and really just killing it, man.
I love it. So I know you mentioned, we were talking about you writing a book and kind of your story and your life. Do you want to go ahead and you know, tell like what was it that really motivated you to become an entrepreneur to kind of start on this journey?
Yeah, so long story short, really, my entrepreneurial journey started when I was young. I loved making money on my own, finding ways where I didn't have to work a job like all my friends, you know. Started out mowing lawns and flipping things and doing little things like that. But before that, really, I never thought my life would be where it is today. I never thought I'd really be what you consider an entrepreneur. In fact, I actually want to play baseball my whole life. And so baseball was really where I was set from, you know, as early as 4 years old to about 16, 17 years old, actually, is kind of when I stopped playing. And like you said, I faced a lot of trial. I had about a 6 month time period where I had three surgeries back to back to back. I had some pretty bad injuries, things that completely took me out of baseball for the rest of my life. I won't ever be able to throw a baseball again. But like I said, I had that entrepreneurial spirit in me, right? And so I recovered from all the surgeries and all the bad things that had kind of happened to me. And I used that as motivation to really drive these actions that have put me where I am today with, you know, starting businesses and, you know, writing about my life and sharing my story with people. So that's kind
of that. Definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you could say that real pain in life is what motivates a lot of entrepreneurs. I know I see it a lot in the entrepreneurial community guys that, you know, they've had, you know, to be simple, to have their heart broken with whatever they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Like baseball, for example, you know, things didn't work out that way. And entrepreneurship becomes that avenue, for people to that outlet, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's very important to hit rock bottom. You know, I think a lot of people are kind of scared of it, but
yeah,
I mean, more or less my story is the way it is because I did hit rock. You know, I saw a lot of success and everything was going good and I had a lot of opportunity and potential and that got taken away from me, but I was hungry for that success. You know, I still wanted more of it. And so I'm using that pain to really drive me to push me to where I am today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know you mentioned that you had three surgeries. What were the two main events? Cause I know you and I have talked, but just to fill the viewers in on, because you know, there could be entrepreneurs out there that are going through the same thing that you went through and, you know, looking for, you know, someone to look up to this, that they can say, wow, he did this, she did this, you know, they went through exactly what I'm going through. They went through worse than what I'm going through. So I have no right to complain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So most definitely. So I'll go into that a little bit. So like I said, I played baseball for a really long time. I had D1 potential. I was starting varsity catcher my freshman year of high school. I did all these crazy things, and that was cool. And like I said, you know, baseball was really my thing. And really the two big events that happened, number one, my sophomore year of baseball, I was in tryouts one day and basically just had a pain in my stomach and I couldn't tell what it was. Went on for about 4 days. Finally, I went to the hospital and I had a ruptured appendix, right? So I had appendicitis. I was rushed into emergency surgery. I was basically like blew up on the inside. So not good, right? I don't want to paint that image too much for the viewers here, but so that wasn't good. I was in the hospital for about a week or so, and that put me back a while. And then the really the big one was I was in a, man, long story short, hard to explain it, kind of an unexpected shooting. I was followed by a car. These people, they kind of pinned us in a cul-de-sac, and they shot at us about 11 or 12 times. And luckily, no one was directly hit with bullets or anything like that, but I got some shrapnel in my face and throughout my arm, and that caused permanent nerve damage. And worse than permanent nerve damage, it caused a lot of psychological problems. I was really messed up in my head. I experienced depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, wild things like that. And like I said, I really was at rock bottom. That was the worst time for me. I had my love and the thing that I really wanted to do with my life just like ripped away from me, man. And it was tough. Like I said, mentally, I was really messed up. I didn't know why. And really, it took a lot of time. But the biggest thing that I did was I really believed in myself. And I said, you know, I'm not meant to stay here forever. So let's just get positive. Let's do everything we can every single day to get out of this situation, right? And so I started taking consistent action on other things that made me happy, you know, and that was that kind of entrepreneurial spirit. I started to do more of that, dabble in that more and more. And even though I did lose the one thing that I really thought my life was going to be based around, I definitely found my purpose again, you know?
Absolutely. I know that's something that you always talk about, is taking that consistent action each day. And really, really, you know, it's not about those big steps that you're going to take, but it's about the small steps that you take every day that amount to big changes.
Most definitely. Especially when you're at the bottom like that. I mean, you can't expect yourself to, like for me, I couldn't expect myself to just step out of that one day and be done with it. You know what I mean? And I still experience things from the shooting and all the other surgeries and all that other stuff. I still experience, you know, troubles with that today, but it's about not staying there and just consistently working to get out of there and get yourself into a better place.
Definitely. Definitely. So I know, you know, to get back onto entrepreneurship today, I know you said you've dabbled in a lot of different things. I know you've done e-commerce and a few other different entrepreneur ventures, I guess you could say, or outlets. You know, what was really, I guess, your first big break in a sense? What was the first thing that really, you know, you looked at and you're like, wow, this has promise. I can do this. You know, I'm breaking into this space.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think honestly, that was more of recent. Most of what I did in the past, like I said, it was kind of shadowed by the other big events and the other big things I was doing in my life. So like I said, as I was younger, I did entrepreneurial things a lot. I ran small businesses and all that, and that was fun, but it was kind of shadowed by baseball. And so I'd say just recently in about the last year or so, working on my personal brand more, right? And being able to reach out and tell my story a little bit and really just reach more people and affect them. I think that's kind of where my entrepreneurial journey is really, you know, starting to grow more and kind of being put into the light that it deserves, I'd say.
Definitely, definitely. So I know a lot of entrepreneurs today are getting into this e-commerce and getting into this, you know, social media marketing sphere of things. I know you and I run a digital marketing agency. What would be your advice to, you know, those starting entrepreneurs that are looking to break into the space or those entrepreneurs, you know, they're in high school. I know we're in college, but age doesn't matter when you're an entrepreneur. So what would be your advice, I guess, to the entrepreneur today or the individual who wants to be an entrepreneur? How would you motivate them to get started?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I would tell them, and this was something I struggled with a lot when I was younger, is just really just do. I mean, just go out there and whatever you think you want to do, go and try it, because you're not going to get anywhere if you don't ever, you know, stick yourself out there and try new things and learn things, right? Like my best advice that I can give anybody, I don't care what age you are or anything like that, what you want to get into, just go out and try. Just do things. Give yourself 6 months where you invest some money, some time into something and see where it takes you, you know, but just make sure you're taking that, like I say, that consistent action. Just go out there and really just do things. Honestly, it's really simple and it doesn't sound like much, but it's the best motivation, honestly, I think I've ever received, is just to go out and try and just do.
Definitely. Absolutely. I know you've talked about, you know, trading stocks, and that's something that's really important to you. What got you interested in the stock market, I guess?
Honestly, you know, I would have to say it was my father. So my father, he's been in market for a while. He does a lot of different things. I could get into it, but I won't today. But I watched him as a young kid, watched him, you know, start to get into that and him get kind of amused by it and like it and see some success in him while he was doing it. And so I was always really curious. I always asked him about it. And, you know, now that the time's come that I can do it all, I'm just in love with it, honestly.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the best way, you know, to learn from your parents, of course. And to have, I know your dad, you've said he's an entrepreneur, and I've had the privilege of meeting him, and, you know, having those role models close to home that you can look up to, you know, because it's so hard to find a mentor, you know, today in the entrepreneur realm. It's extremely difficult to get in touch with a mentor. And once you have one, you know, they're invaluable, and especially having one, you know, right in your own house you know, a phone call away is the best thing to have, you know, to have. So kind of switching gears, I know, you know, we're both in college. We're both attending Grand Canyon University in Phoenix. So why don't you just talk a little bit about, you know, Grand Canyon University and going to college? Because I know today, especially in the entrepreneur culture, it's really, you know, kind of a subject for debate, I guess you could say, is, you know, is college worth it? Is it, you know, worth the time, the money that you're spending into it? And are you actually, you know, learning anything of value? What is kind of your take on that?
Yeah. So my kind of take on it, first off, I believe in choosing the right, the right reasons, right? I know I chose the school that I attend because of the people there. Right. And it wasn't because of the curriculum necessarily, because in all honesty, I think college is more important to meet people and learn from people who are doing what you want to do than it is to really go out and, you know, read a book and then learn from a book like a lot of people do. Right. And so that was a big thing for me, was making sure I chose a place where I knew there were people doing the things that I want to do. And I know you see that at Grand Canyon, there's multiple professors there who, you know, are really in that entrepreneurial space and have been for, you know, 20 plus years. And so being able to learn from them and talk with them, I think it's way more important outside of the classroom than really inside of the classroom. And then along with that, I would also, I want to talk about resources. I feel like college may not be right for people, especially if you don't have the resources. Like, I don't believe in getting in debt, right? And I know for me personally, like, going to college, I will not be getting in debt. It will be paid for. I'm working to pay for all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And definitely. So you have the resources to attend college and you can find the right place with the right connections, I don't think it's a bad thing, but I also don't think you should, you know, put yourself six figures in debt. I don't think that's good for anybody.
Yeah. You don't want to be working yourself out of a hole.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess, you know, kind of diving deeper into college, what are some of the best things to come of? You know, I know we just both finished our first year there. What kind of are, I guess, the best few things, if you could name two or three that have came out of your first year of college, you know, whether that's relationships or business ventures or, you know, whatever it is.
Number one, I would say the biggest is just relationships. And that was something I stressed going into college, was, you know, I want to be somewhere where I can build strong relationships in business and all that kind of stuff, because that's where I want my life to go. Right. Okay. So number one, I would say, I mean, meeting you, honestly, you know what I mean? Never would have met you. We wouldn't have started the agency, all these other things. They never would have happened if I didn't attend college. Right. And then also multiple mentors. So I know you know it. I have multiple mentors at the college that we worked with, as, you know, whether that be clients, whether that be just, you know, having them there to answer questions for us, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So honestly, I think relationships is really the biggest thing.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think I'm right there with you, because, you know, it's our buddy, as our buddy Josh would always say, you know, it's not about the grades you make, but the hands you shake. And it's mm-hmm. really important, you know, that you have to get in touch with the right people, because, you know, and this is something, at least me personally, I struggled with, was being an entrepreneur. I'm from a little farm town. Being an entrepreneur in a town where, you know, nobody really is on that same wavelength.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult.
No, most of it kind of gives you a pathway to meet these people.
An outlet. Yeah, exactly.
An avenue. Yeah, to meet those people. That's why I say it's so important to make sure you're going somewhere where they have those resources and those connections in the real world, you know, of what you want to do.
Exactly. So in regards to entrepreneurship kind of in general, is, you know, what doors have opened because of entrepreneurship? What kind of, you know, opportunities now exist because you've started your own business and, you know, you've kind of jumped into entrepreneurship?
Honestly, I think it goes right back to relationships. I think it's such a great way to not only connect with people who are doing big things, but just really genuine people. You know, I've met more people in the entrepreneurial and business space that are just genuine and kind and respectful and hardworking than I've met anywhere else. You know, so for me, I think it's really about that relationship aspect of now I know, not only do I have, you know, lifelong friends that I'll know till the day I die, but also just great people around me. You know what I mean? It comes back to you are the culmination, you know, the five people you hang around the most. And I just think entrepreneurship and business in general, these great people I've met, they're shaping me in a great way. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I think they're so important. I think they're the basis of a good business, the basis of a good life, all that kind of stuff.
Good people. Yeah, exactly. Good company culture. No. Exactly. It's like our mentor, Josh Denny says, you be a collector of good people. And I think that's something so important.
Exactly.
Especially in business.
Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of getting back into, I guess, you know, what you're currently doing right now. I know you had mentioned that you're building your personal brand. What is, you know, what kind of is that for, you know, some of our listeners who may not know exactly what personal brand is? I know it's kind of a term that's thrown loosely around there, especially in today's entrepreneurship, digital persona, personal brand, you know, what is it? You know,
a lot of words to, you know, put to it. But I think more or less building a brand around yourself and branding yourself as something, right? So, I mean, I could get into this for a while. I think it all kind of depends on the person doing it, right? And that's why I think it's important when you're starting to build a personal brand and a digital persona to really lay it out, right? And to lay out, you know, this is kind of the meaning, this is kind of my mission statement, and this is how I want to impact people through the brand I'm building around myself, you know? So exactly. More or less, I think it's putting a face to a name, right? It's building a persona for people where you can, you know, motivate people, you can inspire people, you can help people, all that kind of stuff.
Definitely. So I guess what's the biggest challenge that you faced with building your brand?
Biggest challenge I faced building my personal brand, you know, that's tough. I don't think I faced a lot of challenges. Because I guess I try to make it super relationship based. That's, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And so, I mean, one challenge may be reaching out and connecting with the right people. But I've already connected with so many great people. I can't complain, honestly. You know.
Fair enough. Yeah, absolutely. I know. Just building a personal brand and, you know, kind of having that avenue to connect with people is huge. Man, we've been able to meet, you know, crazy people through just chatting on social media and you know,
the power of the DMs. I know.
Oh my gosh, it's
about it all the time.
Oh my goodness, dude, it's
the amount of people. That's why I say, like, I haven't ran into many challenges, because I think what's really important in terms of personal brands is being very real, being very transparent with the people that follow you, people that talk to you. And through doing that, I mean, I've made incredible connections, I've been put into incredible groups of people and had crazy conversations with people who I, you know, before I never thought I would even have a chance of speaking to.
Definitely. You know? Yeah. And I think social media has created, it's kind of a dual-sided coin where, you know, social media has created this environment where people feel distant from one another, you know, where we put, you know, actresses, actors, celebrities up on a pedestal, in a sense. Like, you're not going to go and DM Leonardo DiCaprio expecting a response. I mean, you know, but at the same time, you have a direct line of access to
Leonardo DiCaprio. People need to understand that, like, there's so much opportunity there. Like, like you said, I've DM'd some crazy people who before I never would have even thought about. And then they respond, and it's like, boom, here I am talking about a podcast with them or just talking about life with them. You know what I mean? Yeah, these people on the other end, they're just regular people. They're everyday people like you and me. So don't be afraid to, you know, reach out, put yourself out there and try and connect with these people, because there's so much opportunity that comes with that.
Exactly. It's all about, you know, relationships. And that's something we keep hitting back on it. But, you know, it's sad to see, especially in today's culture, not just entrepreneurship, but just society in general, is, you know, the lack of realism in personal relationships. People just aren't real, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to put on a front. Everyone's trying to look, you know, the best they absolutely can.
Yeah.
And, you know, oftentimes social media is kind of a window.
Yeah.
You know, and then only through that window are you seeing the best parts of them. You're not ever seeing, you know, the day-to-day or the worst parts of them.
Exactly.
You know?
And that just goes back, and that's why I say, you know, if you're going to start a personal brand or you want to reach out to people who have them, be transparent with these people because, I mean, you just need to be. You know what I mean? There's no need to put on a face and a fake, like, persona to these people. It won't get you anywhere. You know what I mean? Be transparent. Exactly. Be real. And trust in those good relationships with people, you know?
Definitely. Definitely. So, okay. Do you need to be an entrepreneur to have a personal brand? What are your thoughts?
In my opinion, no. Mm-mm. I think anybody and their mom can have a personal brand. And I think as long as you stay true to yourself and you have, you know, kind of a mission statement behind it and you know why you're doing it, right? You have a purpose of doing it. Man, you can have a personal brand around being a mom. There you go. Happy.
I know we see that, especially in, you know, on Facebook and Instagram, you know, those moms that are taking pictures of the baby's clothes, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I have a couple friends here back home where they literally just had twin babies and they're building a whole like personal brand around these babies, just pictures of it.
Like, that. That's awesome.
You don't need to be an entrepreneur to do these things. And so don't be afraid to step into that space and put yourself out there but just make sure you're being transparent and real with these people.
Yeah, being authentic, I think, is the key word there. Is, you know, being authentic with people, because an authentic relationship is going to get you way farther, you know, than
it's about thinking long term, not short term, you know?
Exactly.
In the short term, it might seem better to kind of put on a fake like that, but at the end of the day, you want to be known, and in the long run, you know what I mean? You want to be known for being authentic and transparent, like you
definitely
said.
Yeah, so I guess getting back to entrepreneurship today and with, you know, those starting entrepreneurs, what would be, I guess, something that you would tell them, you know, to look out for? What would, I guess, be your biggest mistake that you could tell entrepreneurs, you know, don't do? What would be that one thing, I guess?
Don't go in blindly asking people to do things for you. Provide value. This is something that I know we've learned through the agency a lot, and it took me a long time to learn, but don't just go into people and say, help me, or please help me. Like, I mean, like, I get DMs like that all the time, and I'm not inclined to help those people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like, exactly. Understand that you have a long ways to work, and there's nothing wrong with that, but do your best to provide value to the people that you want to work with, because I know we've had crazy opportunities to open up just by providing some value, right? Putting in some time for another person, and not putting, you know, a monetary value to it, just putting in some time, some work, and you can create amazing relationships and friendships through that, you know?
Exactly. I think that would be probably the best thing for starting entrepreneurs, you know, really to help jumpstart their entrepreneur careers. You know, go and DM a few entrepreneurs, a few successful.
Find something you're good at, and then just go out and offer that to people.
Yeah, you don't even need to offer it for money. You just say, hey, I, you know, for example, I know you're heavily into fitness, and we'll get to that in a minute, but yeah. Talking about, you know, hey, I can make meal plans, you know, here, I'll make you a few meal plans for free.
Giving people, like, make yourself stand out. You know what I mean? Give
them a reason, I guess.
Give the person you're trying to reach a reason to respond to you. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so I know I talked about fitness for a minute there. What, I guess, you know, for our listeners, you are extremely into fitness. Like, what's your body fat percentage right now, would you say?
I will not be sharing that on this.
Way too low. But anyway, so you're really big into fitness. What kind of motivated you to get into the health space?
What motivated me to get into health? So, quick side, there are kind of two things. Number one, my family was never the healthiest family growing up, and my parents would admit that as well. They were never the healthiest people, right? We never ate the healthiest food. They never worked out very much. And so that kind of motivated me, and that kind of just stayed in me as, like, I don't want to be unhealthy growing up. I've seen the effects of it, you know, the different diseases that come with it. And I mean, I've been one of my friend's dads. He died of, you know, obesity, basically. He was very overweight, had a heart attack, that kind of stuff. So I've seen the effects of what not working out can do, right? And so that's been a big driving force every day for me. And then the other driving force for me was actually a middle school conditioning teacher that I had, Tom Eilertson, the man, he taught me basically all the basics that I know about fitness. I learned in like fifth grade with this man, right? And so he got me really into it. I saw him, the guy was like 50 something years old and like just incredibly in shape, right? And I always looked at him like, looked up to him, you know, I want to be like
he was the Superman.
Exactly. And so he motivated me. He taught me the basics, the things that I needed to know. And honestly, I just took it and I ran with it. And here I am today.
Yeah. I know, because I know you go to the gym every day. And I guess what are the key things to staying consistent going to the gym? Because you see a lot of people, you know, they'll go to the gym one day. You know, it's that classic New Year's resolution where the gym is busy for the first week in January. Yeah. Then the second week in January, it's about empty. So
The best advice I can give there, and that is find your why, right? Find your purpose and use that to stay motivated, because that's the biggest thing. For some people, it's really hard to stay motivated, right? To find that time and all that other stuff. So I would say find a really motivational, driving purpose behind why you are going to the gym every day, or going to the gym, you know, three times a week, whatever it might be, and write that down, stick that in your head, and remember that as you move forward. And I mean, honestly, yeah, that's the biggest thing. Also, don't beat yourself up over missing days. You know what I mean? I mean, I've consistently worked out over the past 6 or 7 years, right?
Exactly.
And I don't go every single day, right? There's 3 days in a row sometimes where I'm super busy, but I don't beat myself up over that. I say, all right, let's just get back to it. Or like, you know, next week I'll go every single day. And I do. And I stick to it, right? So it's about not beating yourself up and taking yourself out of the fight when there's still a chance for you, you know?
Definitely. So would you say 50% is working out and then 50% is the diet? Or would you say that one is a little bit more important than the other?
I'd say it's more like 80-20 diet, 80%, 20% in the gym, in all honesty. You know, the diet is extremely important. And what you eat, when you really get down to it and you see a lot of the things you eat and what's in them, people would be very surprised as to what they're
30
eating.
30 chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, exactly. Them Chick-fil-A sandwiches, let me tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really a lot about diet. You need to really stay on top of that and be consistent with that, no doubt.
Exactly. So what would be kind of your three tips for eating healthy? What would they be?
Three tips for eating healthy. Again, it's going to be don't – kill yourself if you have one, you know, piece of sugar, whatever, right? One candy bar or something like that. Don't beat yourself up over it and go eat 20 more, right? It's okay to get off track sometimes. Tips for eating healthy. Number two, don't go out. Don't eat out all the time. I know that's something I struggled with my first year of college. don't go out, eat all the time. Cook your own food, right? Prepare your meals, all that kind of stuff. Know what you're actually putting into your food. And then and number three, I guess just be consistent. You know, be as consistent as you can. It's pretty easy to know what is right and wrong when you're eating. You know, I think we all know that eating a whole bag of chips isn't a good thing.
I know.
So just be smart and be consistent with that is kind of the third one.
Definitely. So as we're getting ready to wrap up the episode here, you know, what would be, I guess, just to kind of cap everything off, what would be your advice, you know, if you could go back 10 years and talk to yourself, you know, because you're what, 19 right now, what would you tell yourself when you were 9?
I would say work hard, right? Don't look back and don't look too far forward. I think really live in the now, enjoy what you have going for you today, right? And love what's around you, find things that you can, you know, put your happiness in that are here today. And live through that, right? Be happy, be excited, be motivated. Don't worry so much about the future, stress about it, and same with the past. You know, let things motivate you. And every day is a new day. Every day you wake up, you should, you know, be happy. You're breathing, and man, get up and just kill it. Just work hard and do the best you can. And that's I think what I would say.
Because each day is not guaranteed. That's something so important we take for granted every day. I'll just do it tomorrow. Well.
Yeah.
You don't know if tomorrow's going to exist.
Tomorrow might not be there. Yeah. I had to learn that one the hard way. Tomorrow almost wasn't there. So it's easy for me to wake up every morning and to say that, but I just hope other people can live that, you know, wake up every day, be happy, feel blessed that you're living the life you're living and just kill it. Work hard.
Exactly. All right. So where can people find out more about you? Where can they get in touch with you? How can they find you?
Hit me up on Instagram at Connor J. Keen. and that's going to be the best place to find me. If you guys have any questions for me, please shoot me a DM. I would love to help you answer you, provide value to you in any way possible. And yeah, I think that's probably the best place.
Right awesome. There. I'll go ahead and include those in the description. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, Connor Keene, my business partner and really, really close friend. It was a pleasure having you on the podcast. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah. Hey, man. Thank you so much for having me on here. And I wish you the best of luck moving forward with everybody else on here.
Of course. Likewise. Take care, buddy.
All right. See you. Bye.